KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning. I'm Chris Fiorentino, and if you've tuned in before, thanks for joining us again. If you're a first-time listener, welcome, and we hope you get hooked after listening, and just maybe you will. I think you might. Each week, we get to highlight the stories of incredible people doing really great work in our community. These are always positive, feel-good stories, and we think not only will you learn about these community service heroes, but you'll also learn some new things about Fresno State and our larger community, and I think today's show will do all of that. I've got four people here in the studio with me, and we're going to be talking about a community organization called Fresno Area Community Enterprises, or FACE for short, and Fresno State Scholars in Service Program, or SIS for short. We do love our acronyms, that's for sure. Here to tell us more about FACE are Miss Rhonda Duick and Miss Kelly Kucharski. Thanks for being here today, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
And next are two Fresno State students, Miss Jessica Pablo and Miss Marissa Martinez, who are part of a program called Scholars in Service. And as part of that program, these young ladies are providing 90 hours or more of service each semester with FACE. Welcome to the show, Jessica and Marissa.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, let's start with explaining these programs just a bit, starting with Scholars in Service. So Jessica, how about telling the listeners just a little bit about Scholars in Service?
Scholars in Service is a program that provides students with an opportunity to enhance their academic study with community service experiences that are related to their academic major and or prospective career. So eligible students such as Marissa and I have to obtain a 3.5 GPA or above and have an unmet financial need of at least $2,400. And we also take a course through campus and demonstrate the learning that we gain through our service experience.
So as you said, this is related to your career or your major in school. You're doing 90 plus hours of service. It is based on, in part, on your academic abilities and 3.5 GPA or above, like you said, and unmet financial aid need because there's a $1,200 scholarship at the end of each semester,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So you're getting experience out in the community. You're doing great service in the community, but you're also making some money that is very important because tuition and fees and costs of
very beneficial. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. How'd you get involved in the program?
I got involved in the program. I actually discovered the program over this past summer. I received an email and looked through the program description and just thought this would be a perfect way to get involved on campus and within the local community. And so within a week, I applied and here I am now.
That's great. We're happy you are. And I'm sure Rhonda and Kelly are as well. So Marissa, how about you? You and Jessica are two of 21 students in the program, all serving at different sites. So what are some of the other sites that students are serving at besides FACE?
Besides FACE, we have the Art of Life Cancer Foundation, the Boys and Girls Club, El Dorado Park, the Bulldog Pantry, Every Neighborhood Partnership, Reading and Beyond, Wesley United Methodist Church, and St. Paul's Catholic Newman Center.
Yeah.
Those are a few.
And most of these programs, if I understand correctly, really work with the neighborhoods right around Fresno State. Now, FACE is just a little beyond that immediate mm-hmm. neighborhood, but yeah. pretty close. And we can talk about where it is in the neighborhood mm-hmm. you serve. But the idea being those 21 students are really focused on these neighborhoods right around campus.
Yeah.
These are neighborhoods that have lots of challenges, right?
Yeah. And so being able to be a Fresno State student and taking that perspective into account is really beneficial in furthering my own academic need as well as what I want to pursue later.
What got you involved in the program and why'd you pick FACE?
When it came to deciding which program I was going to apply for, a big influence had to deal with another internship that I was actually applying for, which was called MICA Project, which is a Christian ministry house, which is founded through North Fresno Church. So it was just an added bonus that FACE is a part of that as well. So I can be able to serve during that as well as serve as an SIS student.
Yeah. So the MICA Project is one of many projects, Ron mm-hmm. and Kelly, that is run out of the church and related to FACE. So let's talk a little bit about FACE. Rhonda, maybe you can tell us a little about the organization and your role.
Sure, absolutely. Going back to North Fresno Mennonite Brethren Church, it's just there on Fresno Street, just south of Bullard.
a church has chosen to stay in the neighborhood, even when the demographics around the neighborhood continue to change over the last several decades. And in the midst of being a church, people see a church as a place that you go when you need help. So on a regular basis, people are coming to the church office asking for food or help with PG&E or things like that, which absolutely we as a church should help with. But I'm not doing anything to solve the systemic issues in the neighborhood if all I'm doing is helping PG&E for this month. So out of that is where FACE was launched, saying, how can we do a better job of serving our neighborhood, specifically right there surrounding the church? And realizing that some people will connect with a nonprofit in ways they won't necessarily with the church entity.
Yeah.
So that's really where the vision for FACE came. So several of us connected to the church helped launch FACE at the same time that we began to launch this program called the MICA Project, which is a 10-month leadership development urban ministry program that Marissa, like she said, is part of. So I am an associate pastor at the church. I'm the director of the MICA Project, and I am an administrator at FACE. So lots of different hats that I get to wear, which I love because it keeps me really grounded in the neighborhood, get to work with a lot of fabulous people. So FACE really is this resource center that we want to care and develop people, find out where are you stuck? Where are the barriers to employment? How do we walk alongside you? And a nonprofit, we can't necessarily afford to hire all the people on staff. None of us are full-time. None of us get paid for all the hours that we do. That's part of our just giving back to the community. So partnering with SIS is a huge gift to us. To have students who are interested, have energy, are creative, are passionate, and are motivated, obviously, to earn some extra bucks for themselves. We get to learn from them because they're going to bring in ideas we wouldn't think of. We hope they're going to learn a bit from us and get to serve in the neighborhood. So it's a win-win for all of us.
So you've got many distinct, you said, hats you wear, and they really are distinct. So you've got the church, okay? The church and people at the church in recognizing a need in that community there around the Fresno.
It's
Fresno
Robinson
Street,
Elementary, Ahwahnee, and Hoover, kind of that neighborhood right there. Yeah.
You recognize a need in that community separate from the faith work of the church. And so FACE was formed. And then you also have this MICA project separately, SIS, and then all of these other programs that FACE runs as well that I want to talk about a little bit. But so really multifaceted, very distinct kinds of projects, but all under the roof, if you will, of North Fresno Church.
Right.
So let's talk about some of those programs a little bit. I know you've got a lot. I mean, I've heard about Learning Quest and March to Manhood and Rock Pile, Yard Services.
Yeah.
And so maybe you can talk a little bit about those just briefly, and then we'll talk specifically about the kinds of things that Marissa and Jessica are involved in.
I would say one of our big values is asset-based community development, believing that the people in the neighborhood that come with some of the challenges also have the answers. So we didn't start off with this big plan like, okay, here's our 10-year growth plan. We got all these ideas. It really was, what are the resources that are already happening? So our tutoring club goes back 20 years, where we had a reading program in what used to be called Whispering Woods, is now Butterfly Grove, which back in the 90s was one of the highest called-in rates of phone calls to the police department in terms of issues happening there. And they let us have an apartment. So we just started our reading club by women in the church who had a passion for reading and sat with elementary kids. Well, then pretty soon that room wasn't quite big enough. So then it started happening at the church. And then out of that is where Learning Quest Tutoring Club was birthed. So one of our values is really seeing what does the neighborhood offer? What are the needs and what are passions that people have? So same thing with Rock Pile. Someone in our church said, hey, I've got some yard equipment. Do you think some of these guys that need to be hired but have barriers into employment, especially folks who've been incarcerated, if I gave you a mower, could you start a business and these guys could earn like some real, you know, honest cash? Sure, I guess. Let's start a business on how to do lawns. And that's really where each of our things has come out of hearing a need, a felt need, a said need, and the giftings, passions, resources that somebody else brings. And that's how everything gets started at FACE.
And just to be clear, I think like a lot of these faith-based service organizations that are out there, it isn't dependent on, they don't have to be a member of the church to
absolutely
receive
not.
These services.
Nope.
They don't have to attend worship services.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Right. They walk in off the street because of whatever need they've heard about us, right? Word of mouth travels. I hear you have food, or I hear you have a meal or tutoring club. It's not unusual for us to be meeting lots of needs with different people in the family. So it's not unusual to have maybe the father who's now employed with Rock Pile. We've had then a mom who's coming to our GED classes to get her high school diploma and then to have some kids in tutoring club, or it's not unusual for me to be carrying a baby around while all those things are happening. Really trying to look at a whole family system and say, how do we help care, resource, and develop who you are? Because we believe in who you are. We see the redemptive work that can happen in your life. And even if you've been incarcerated or have other issues that you come in with, we don't see that as a label. Like, we see the possibility of who you are. And some of our lead people in some of our organizations now are people who have been incarcerated, have come through the system, and now are some of our leaders. And so I think that sense of redeeming people and seeing your life as value and that you have a person of value, that rings really deep for us. We try to really look at the whole person.
That's awesome. Kelly, you're clearly involved in a lot of this stuff. What is your role over at FACE?
Yes, I am very involved. I'm the office administrator, so I actually help keep the place running. We have 11 different programs, and they're not always running all at the same time. It's mostly all volunteer run. We have some staff, and I just help administer everything the staff needs, from HR to, you know, helping with bookkeeping issues that come up. And then also with all the onboarding with the volunteers, like, Rhonda will do a lot of recruiting, but sometimes I'm the one actually like, okay, this is what we have to do today. Or I'm there in the office taking walk-ins or phone calls, and I wear a lot of hats too, but mine's mostly on the administrative operations side, just making sure everybody keeps it moving.
You're the paperwork guru. She's the one that makes it all run smoothly.
Yeah, so mine might not be like in the program so much doing the serving, but I'm helping facilitate everybody being able to serve.
But I know you are getting out there and you are working with volunteers like Marissa and Jessica and more involved than just the paperwork side.
Oh, of course. When it comes to like interacting with these girls, they're actually helping me run FACE. Volunteers end up being who we are. We wouldn't be who we are without the volunteers, and they end up representing FACE. They're just part of who we are, so they just become part of all of it, and then they're helping me, I'm helping them, we're working together.
Yeah.
So.
About how many Fresno State volunteers are working with FACE throughout the course of a year?
Every semester we come to the Student Opportunities Fair on campus, and we always have a little booth there.
Yeah.
And every year I'm surprised at how many students come up and are interested in what we do, and it's really exciting to be able to share with them. And they're looking for volunteer hours, and they're eager. And so I'm like, yes, yes, eager volunteers, yes, come on board. So I'm always trying to find ways for them to be involved, because one of our core values is to develop. And I feel like students coming eager, they're learning, they're in school, they're in college. Let's develop them as leaders in our community. Why can't we do that here at FACE as part of our community of vibrancy, kind of the same mission that you guys have here at Fresno State with the Scholars in Service? It just matches really well. But at the Student Opportunities Fair, I get other students besides scholars and service students. We get a lot of marketing students. And just depending on where they're coming from, if it's an individual or a group, I'll match them up with different programs. Like Rhonda said, our asset-based approach, I will listen to them, what they like to do, you know, if they're really creative or if they're really business-minded or whatever their degree is that they want to move into, I try to plug them in. So this year I have 3 teams of 4 or 5. And like every semester is different, but I at least get 1 or 2 teams of 4, sometimes 3 students, but usually about 4.
So maybe 20, 30 students over the course of the year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I love, you know, you mentioned this idea of developing the students as well. It isn't just about, they're not just workers that are going to come in and toil and then you can discard them when they're done with their hours. You're there to make sure that they're getting a good experience
right.
as well.
Right. Yeah. They have a lot of gifts to offer. They are part of our community. Fresno State's a part of our community. We just want to embrace all of that. Everybody has something to offer. If they come with a eager heart to serve and they want to learn, I mean, there's a place for them at FACE. Yeah. So,
Rhonda, beyond those hours, those valuable hours that the students are providing, are there some benefits to partnering with Fresno State and having students like Marissa and Jessica that go beyond the sheer service that they provide?
Absolutely. I would say a few things. One is they come with fresh ideas and energy. So we don't think we have it all figured out. They're coming from different backgrounds in life. Jessica comes from a whole background of coaching and working with kids. Great. Tell us what you've learned. Let's integrate that into what we're doing. Marissa works with students every day working with teaching fellows. And so what are you learning from that you can bring to tutoring club? So for us, we hope that there's kind of this ongoing collaboration that's happening, this sense of they're bringing something. We hope we can teach them something. So part of my passion is empowering the next generation of leaders. That's something I'm passionate about. I teach about that. I mentor about that. And that kind of goes back and forth, the sense that I can learn from them, they can learn from me, and we can create something that none of us could do by ourselves. So that's what keeps FACE really dynamic. The office changes every year with new folks in the office. Even Learning Quest Tutoring Club used to just be called the Tutoring Club. And then some interns a couple years ago said, we should have a better name than that. Great, come up with a logo, come up with a name. I don't have time to do that. And I don't think that way. So help us do that. It also, I think, for the interns, gets them grounded in a community that they may or may not have been part of. You can come to Fresno State, live on campus, go to school, and it's such a big complex you don't necessarily leave and know the neighborhood around.
Yeah.
Here's an opportunity to see the neighborhood, to see the city, to see what's happening, what are the challenges. And I hope for these interns gives them a deeper passion to say, I've got to get my degree because I need to be part of making a difference in this city, in this neighborhood. And I hope they get some practical skills. And sometimes things don't go so well. We fail and go, okay, let's try that again. But there's things that they offer that we wouldn't necessarily think of. I think with Kelly working with even a group a couple years ago, is like, we want to have a basketball tournament to raise money. Okay, great. You do excellent. And it came off great. And they earned money and they felt proud about what they were doing. So it's a great partnership.
Yeah. I think that idea of fostering a civic ethic amongst those who serve. Clearly, a lot of times these students come in and they got a heart or an interest in doing service, but it's multiplied when they get to really see the difference that they can make for an agency like yours, for the kids that are served, making a difference in the community.
Mm-hmm. And I think, too, for me, Fresno tends to get kind of bashed. You know, it becomes kind of the joke. And I take that really personally.
Yeah.
I've chosen to live in Fresno. I've anchored my family here, raised my kids here. I believe in this city. And I think the best is yet to come. So students who at a college age, it's easy to make fun of things, bash things, badmouth, to say, wait a minute, come sit down, listen to the stories of the city, be part of the solution, be part of making things better and really helping shift that mentality from, which is easy to complain about things. How do we become the solution?
Yeah. Marissa and Jessica, from your perspective, you know, there are hundreds of agencies out there in Fresno where you can serve. What's special about FACE to you?
Well, for me, what I really enjoy about FACE would have to be just the involvement that is happening with the community and how the students that are in the tutoring club that I'm working with every Tuesday and Thursday, how they're from the schools around us. So there's very interesting stories with those kids, but you get to get that new sense of perspective from there because I was always raised on the other side of Fresno. So being able to get this whole new perspective of things has really been empowering and helpful and giving me a new perspective on not even just life, but the lives of these kids that I'm being able to come in contact with each and every day.
And you are working with Teaching Fellows as well, which is another tutoring school success program in Fresno. And you're with FACE. You must be getting a lot of great experience. What's your career goal?
Right now, I want to go into school counseling. So that's why with the Teaching Fellows, being involved in a school has been very beneficial and has opened my eyes to seeing the need that is arising in these students and that need for attention, the need for having someone there that's actually going to listen to them. And I'm able to take that knowledge that I learned there and apply it to the tutoring club because a lot of these kids in these neighborhoods aren't getting that attention. So being able to provide them with that attention and be able to spend quality time with them and get to know them on a deeper level is like amazing. And they're just so fun to be around.
Yeah. Jessica, how about you? For you, what's so special about FACE?
For me, I think that what stood out for me when I was applying to FACE is that their Saturday sports program, I came from a background, again, like Rhonda said, I used to coach a lot back home. I used to run basketball camps over the summer, just different tiny tots programs for kids. So having that experience and then going into Saturday sports, working with different kids from different backgrounds, that opened up a whole new perspective for me as well, because with the kids that I used to work with back home, they were paying for the program. Their parents wanted them to be out there. Their parents were supporting them. And like, yeah, I want my kid to be active on Saturdays. But a lot of these kids, their parents don't even know that maybe they're at a Saturday sports program, or they just come out on a Saturday just because they want to be active. And I think that's really awesome because I think that a lot of kids these days just want to stay in and they become kind of lazy and they don't get out as much. And
they don't have the good positive role models like they do at a place like FACE.
Yeah. And I just wish that they'd be more proactive in the community. And so I think that that Saturday sports program that we run just really does that for the kids. It really enhances their outdoor experience and just being out, making new friends and being active every day.
So. We haven't even mentioned Saturday Sports, another program that is run there out of the church and by FACE. Every Saturday morning, recreation programs.
Yes.
You give them a little lunch, and they have a great start to their weekend that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is where FACE partners with EMP, Every Neighborhood Partnership. So EMP has the lunches provided from the Poverello House, mm-hmm. I believe. And
yeah,
so
another great partnership in the community.
Yes. Yeah, so the Poverello House delivers the lunches for the kids, about 25 lunches. Sometimes we don't get as many kids as we had hoped, but you know, the kids love it. They just come out and they run around and they make me feel like a child again. And I actually really like that. They I think one time one of the kids was like, oh, like, let's do this game. And I hadn't heard that game since I was probably in elementary school. And it really just, it makes my heart really happy that I can be there for them and be a kid with them all over again.
Going off of what Jessica said, one thing that's really important for us is a sense of partnership, the sense that we at FACE figure out what are we good at, what do we have to offer, and then let's partner across the city what else is happening. So Every Neighborhood Partnership's a great partnership to have. And how do they do their job well? How do we all in Fresno find out what our niche is, what we're good at, so we can partner together instead of each organization trying to recreate the wheel? So that's a lot of what we tried to do, is partner with what's already happening, see where the holes are, see what we can offer. So it's been great to have those partnerships.
Yeah.
It's important. To us.
Think about all the connections we already talked about. We talked about just for Saturday sports, you got mm-hmm. Poverello House, EMP, FACE, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and then you've got the school working with Robinson. You've
right.
got the neighborhood apartment complexes you're talking about, mm-hmm. on and on and on. So one program, one organization in the community linking up with several others,
right.
so that the end product is more than the sum of the individual parts. And
absolutely.
And, yeah.
And the people in these programs, we get to meet people across the city we maybe wouldn't necessarily know. But because our organizations are partnering, that's part of the network. That's part of the fiber of Fresno. That's really important.
Yeah. So, Marissa and Jessica, one last question for the two of you. You're in this SAS program, and yeah, we talked about the $1,200, and sure, that's the big incentive. But are there other benefits for being involved in a program like this?
Yeah, there are plenty of other benefits to being in this program. For one, we meet every month in a class and we get to discuss what we're learning about and tying in what we're getting from our programs into a subject that can be brought into a broader topic altogether. And through SIS, we're able to partner with these programs in Fresno, and it just helps to better understand our city and probably open doors that we wouldn't have looked for ourselves.
Jessica?
Through FACE and SIS, first of all, I'd like to say that Rhonda and Kelly and everyone at FACE, they're very, very welcoming. I instantly felt like family. I felt comfortable talking to them about anything, really, and just that definitely enhanced my experience with serving them and the local community. But through SIS also, we did a short kind of letter to ourselves earlier this year and what we wanted to accomplish throughout this school year and kind of look back at it at the end of the semester and see how far we've grown. And we've only met once this semester so far, but I've already seen that I have grown just within this month alone. So I think that it gives me a little bit more confidence in myself as well. Overall, I think that it's just been a really awesome experience.
Great. Kelly or Rhonda, if any of our listeners are interested in learning more about FACE, about the programs, they want to get involved in some way or another, how can they get in contact with you?
You can go to facefresno.org, our website. If you want to hear more about us, on Thursday, May 2nd, we have our annual fundraiser banquet. Really, it's a celebration. It's sharing a lot of stories of what's happening. We have awesome food and all kind of raffles and silent auctions and things like that. Or you can just stop by our office, 5724 North Fresno Street. It's on the same campus as North Fresno Church, but it's a whole separate building and entity. Love to have you just stop by or give us a call. Yeah, yeah. We'd love to meet and answer more questions.
Fresno Street between Barstow and Bullard.
Correct.
And the website again is
facefresno.org.
Facefresno.org. Mm-hmm. And then we will post a link to that website. We'll post some information about the banquet on our Facebook site.
Wonderful.
At FS Service in Action. That's at the at symbol FS Service in Action. So we'll make sure we get that information out there, and you'll be able to go to that Facebook page and see lots of great pictures, see pictures of these ladies as well as some of the action shots from some of these programs. Boy, every time I do this show, 30 minutes flies by, and it's just never enough time to delve into all the great little intricacies of the people and the organizations that we're talking about. We do need to make room for Central Valley Ledger, the next show up here on KFSR. But before we leave, one last thank you to our guests, Rhonda Duick, Kelly Kucharski from Fresno Area Community Enterprises, or FACE, and Fresno State students Marissa Martinez and Jessica Pablo. As always, a special thanks to everybody listening. We love bringing you this show every week, and we always enjoy hearing from you, especially through that Facebook site. So go to @FSServiceInAction and let us know what you think about the show, about FACE. Maybe you've got your own little story to share about some of those programs over there. We'd love to hear them. And of course, join us again next week when we're going to bring you another inspiring, positive show and share stories of great people doing wonderful things in our community. We are Fresno State Service in Action, and we're on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at kfsr.org. Thanks and have a great day.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.